This month marks the 150th anniversary of the end of slavery in Maryland. With MHC's support, the Prince George's chapter of the Afro-American Historical Genealogical Society is hosting its 19th annual Maryland Legacy Day on November 15th, exploring the significance of this historic event and its legacy. Attendees will hear speakers, expert panels, and experience a performance. Nathaniel Branch Miles of the Prince George's chapter provides this reflection.
Can you imagine not being able to read and write? Can you even think about not being able to move about as you wish? More importantly, can you think about not being considered a human being able to make your own life choices? In 1860, there were more than 87,189 enslaved African Americans living in Maryland, held in bondage by Maryland slaveholders. Until 1864, the slaves were considered property, not human. More than 150 years ago, on November 1st, 1864, after much deliberation, the Maryland General Assembly gathered together for a special meeting in Annapolis to sign the Third Constitution. Under the leadership of then-Governor August Bradford, the Maryland General Assembly voted to free their slaves. This particular constitution established Maryland as the first border state after the American Civil War to abolish slavery. Maryland was known for its divided stand on the institution of slavery. Western and northern sections of the state were benefiting from the growth of the Industrial Revolution, while the southern and eastern sections of the state's economies were dependent on free labor of enslaved African Americans. The Prince George's County delegation voted against the Constitution. The county consisted of the largest slaveholders in the state. They were adamant about keeping the institution of slavery alive. It took more than two special assemblies to pass the Constitution that would eventually free them. What made this historic vote so unique was that it also included the vote of the military. After a year-long debate, citizens voted to abolish slavery in our state by less than a 1,000-vote margin. On Saturday, November 15th, the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, Inc., Prince George's County, Maryland chapter, is hosting its 19th annual Maryland Legacy Day. The community will get the opportunity to hear and see the plight of the Maryland Negro learning and celebrating their emancipation on November 1, 1864. Dr. Lanelle Henderson of the University of Baltimore will be the keynote speaker. Janice Hayes Williams, Christopher Haley, Patsy Fletcher, and Aaron Dorsey will be the guest panelists to discuss the emancipation, slavery, and the Underground Railroad, and moderated by John Peter Thompson, chairman of the Prince George's County Historic Preservation Commission. Our organization is committed to preserving the history, genealogy, and culture of Prince Georgians and their descendants in the surrounding communities. We stress the importance of history and genealogy by encouraging active participation in recording research and documenting personal family histories. Alex Haley once said, "In all of us there is a hunger, marrow deep, to know our heritage, to know who we are and where we have come from. Without this enriching knowledge, there is a hollow yearning. No matter what our attainments in life, there is still a vacuum, an emptiness, and the most disquieting loneliness." We invite you to join us on Saturday, November 15th, in commemorating Maryland Emancipation.
Find out more information on the WYPR Humanities Connection podcast page. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as anthropology and sociology, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.